This episode is brought to you by BundleRabbit.com, Earth's most accessible book bundling marketplace. Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of 24 books, 34 short stories, and countless articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this quest to raise your output to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life.
Welcome to The Questions, episode 245.
Today, Ed asks, in the traditional publishing world, selling a book to a traditional publisher meant you were, quote, good enough as a writer. What's the equivalent for self-publishing? Sales can depend on so many things that if you release a book and it doesn't sell, it doesn't mean you're a crappy writer. Is there a point when you can truly say, quote, I'm good enough? Or is that an impossibility?
Well, Ed, I think it's impossible. At least it's impossible if you want to have a good career. I'm going to suggest a different way of looking at it, because the way you're talking about is in fact the way that most people do. And I'm kind of convinced that it's one of the reasons a lot of people don't last very long, and didn't in the old world either. Good enough implies that you've done your job. You have reached the level you are intending to reach. And that's it. And I can't tell you the number of people in different fields, I don't mean just writing, but certainly in writing, who hit their professional level qualifications. They've paid their dues, they've done their thing, they are now a real professor, writer, scholar, carpenter, what have you. And then the air sort of went out of the room. They lost a lot of their drive because they had hit that finish line, and they were good enough, and that's about all the good they ever got. Because of seeing that happen to a lot of people while I was growing up, and people that I massively respected, and seeing the difference between people who did that versus people who blew right through that finish line like it wasn't even there and kept going, who many of whom have become world-class and world-famous since then. It's very strange to see the name of your childhood friends, particularly ones that you knew who were in their 20s when you were 10, see them in the news or on Discovery Channel shows, but I do. It's part of part of the background of my life. And so having watched those people come up, you really get to see the difference. And one of the big differences between people who go that far or people who come up to a certain level and asymptote and then fall away is the notion that paying your professional dues is the finish line. So I tend to look at that, at selling your first book in a traditional model, selling your first story in the traditional model, or having your first 1,000-selling book in the new model, or whatever it is. I tend to look at those as your baseline qualifications. That's the point at which you are tall enough to ride this ride at Disneyland. Doesn't mean you don't want to get any taller. It means that you're now tall enough to ride this ride. But there are lots of other rides out there, and you got to get a lot taller to get on those. So looking at it as the first level stepping stone instead of as a finish line, I think is really, really important. How do you know when you've hit that first level stepping stone? Well, in the old world, you're right, it was pretty easy. If someone was willing to pay money for you to publish for their company, then you knew that you were bringing sufficient value to the table for them to decide to take a risk on you. That's a pretty powerful endorsement. In today's world, I don't know, one of them might be being asked by someone whose judgment you respect to be part of a bundle they're curating and have that bundle otherwise be filled with writers who are on the whole at a higher level than you are. Or than you consider yourself at. It could be catching someone as a first reader who wouldn't give you the time of day 20 years ago because your stories weren't good enough to be worth reading and now they can't get enough of them. It's an individualized thing, but I would look around for things like that. Things that indicate to you that you have made a significant shift between what you used to be craft-wise and what you are now craft-wise. But always keep your eyes on the future and on what you want to become. There's no such thing in the world as holding a straight line for an organism. Every biological organism, and we are no different, attempts to approximate a straight line via swinging from one end of the spectrum to the other. Our bodies are designed to achieve homeostasis, but since in order to function our bodies have to take in supplies and excrete waste, we're always shifting from one side to the other. It's like we've got sea legs and we're rocking on a boat all the time. You can have a steady vision when you're rocking on a boat, but that doesn't mean that you're on steady ground. Human life is no different. Our moods go that way, our creative output goes that way. There's ups, there's downs, always. And the trick is not to aim for homeostasis, because if you feel like you're flatlining, what's probably happening is you're going down at a very gentle rate. What you want to be doing is aiming always for the challenge, picking the hard road, because then that curve of undulation is going to bend upward. And it's going to bend upward for as long as you've got the energy and the drive to keep pushing. And the people I grew up around have certainly proved that, and I am attempting to prove that with my life, and I've certainly gotten farther than I ever thought I would, but oh boy, does it feel like it ain't enough. So, for what it's worth, that's how I'd approach the problem. Don't worry about have I arrived yet. Just look around and notice what league you're playing in, and assume that you have the right to be there unless someone kicks you out. And keep your eyes on the next big goal. And then before you hit that next big goal, shift it to the next one beyond that so that you don't reach a finish line ever. What you want to do is you want to blow past mile markers. You never want to reach a finish line or your career is going to be over very quickly compared to where it could have gone if you hadn't. I hope that helps. Thank you for the excellent question, and I'll see you tomorrow. The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at everydaynovelist.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. The Everyday Novelist is copyright 2017 J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions, Inc. and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License.